bounce those boobs.
No, I'm not going to bounce my boobs on national TV. You know what? We could put this on YouTube, but we got to have the good ones only on YouTube where we're not saying, you know, bad words.
Well, we always say bad words, so fuck it. Welcome to Naked and Feral. My name is Lisa Botello. I'm a intimate sex coach.
And I'm Sandy Jane Nelson, and I'm a life coach. You know, we're not perfect, y'all.
So, update on the death of Big T.
Part two, the death of Big T.
Death of Big T. Well, y'all, we found out the motherfucker was intimidated by me.
Intimidated.
By the podcast.
He's intimidated by an empowered woman. Mm-hmm. And some of you, the people, you could kind of visualize, like, if you want, follow us on Facebook or Instagram, you guys can see, like, we do our podcast at Lisa's house, mm-hmm. and it's her, I mean, gosh, goddess house. She's totally into her goddess. It's like, it, ladies, if we were all single or something, she, like, Lisa, when she became single, she made this place her goddess
lair.
Oh my gosh. And it is so gorgeous, so beautiful. Feathers all over the place. Gold, just, it's her. And when you come, like, Lisa was raised this way, when you come through the door, mm-hmm. you have bells on the doors.
On the doors. It was just my mama had it, and everybody has them like that, but I guess that irritated
them. And I loved him, so I went, I want some bells, mm-hmm. remember? And I,
it's to ward off evil spirits, yeah. To the girls that know. It's just to ward off evil spirits, and when you're a single woman, dead asleep, you hear the doorbell, the jingle, jingle, jing, you know somebody's trying to come in the door, that's all. But I guess that irritated him too. Well, sayonara, motherfucker. I got a date for tonight. Oh! So yeah,
move on
next.
Yeah, just intimidate. Can you believe that? So maybe we should talk about intimidation and by empowered women, because I mean, we are empowered and we do things right, and I think like a lot of men, they want us to be submissive, and kind of like when we talked about in the other
episode. But I was submissive to him at home.
I heard that, yeah.
I was, yeah. Very much so. I would work all day, and I'd make sure, what do you want to eat? What's this? What's that? Yes, sometimes I would dial in Chinese or take out pizza because mama was tired. Yeah. And I would also have sex, too, and fulfill every sexual need. So there, I don't know. You know what?
Every sexual need except for the
except for anal. Yes, you guys. And I told him from the beginning.
That's a good, yeah.
And I told him that from the beginning. I'm sorry, but anal is off the table for me. It doesn't mean that it's off the table for all women, or I think it's wrong or anything. I don't. For me, I don't like it. And I told him that from day one.
And we were going to talk about that in a podcast. Like, don't change for anybody. You know, right. If you don't want to do that, don't do it. And people are like, but, you know, if you want to, you could be curious in other areas or whatever. That's off the table.
But I told him that from day one. Like, literally, I said, I'm an intimate sex coach. I'm very sexual. Everything is on the table, except mm-hmm. I am not into anal.
And not, you know, no threesomes and stuff like that.
Well, yes. Yeah. Right? Like, I would even be more susceptible to a threesome than I would to anal.
No, you wouldn't.
I would.
No, you wouldn't, because okay. I know you. You're. Oh, I'd be the jealous.
Oh, I would cut a hoe.
No, yeah, you're not. No,
but that's how much anal is off the table. I will straight up ghetto. Bring out my inner ghetto and cut a hoe. But anal is that much off the table, and that's why I let him know from the beginning. I also let him know from the beginning that I was an intimate sex coach, and that we have a podcast. It's very raw. I wish I was supported in that. He never listened to it, but.
Yeah, or maybe he did and he was intimidated by that shit.
I don't give a fuck. You're out of my life. Now on to Bigga and Betta.
Yeah, now on. And here's the thing, right? Thank God for unanswered prayers. So it's saving you. So the universe is saving you from more heartache in the future, because he would definitely need a lot of work to get over these issues of he's the dominant, and like I heard you know, talking and being like, we were friends, you know, mm-hmm. let's talk about this. We're mm-hmm. friends. We should be able to talk about it. Listen, Lisa did and had conversations that were mm-hmm. right, mm-hmm. you know, 'cause we got to kind of hear the his side, the ex's side of the story. Mm-hmm. And,
right,
you know, usually, you know, there's pretty much a second side, but his second side was pretty much
what I said.
And what she said, and intimidated by the bells on your house, and like, oh, you couldn't walk. Listen, Lisa has this beautiful sheepskin rug that you can walk on. It's, I mean, I love it. Feels good on your feet.
Well,
I mean,
he just said he didn't want to track in mud, so I moved it for him. Like, I was doing anything that I could to make him feel comfortable and loved and cherished and worshipped.
Yeah, and she did his laundry. Guys.
Like, cooked for him, and I don't know. You know what? It just wasn't meant to be in the cards, and
I think this is the way the universe is. Sorry, God, the universe. Mm-hmm. I like to say universe because it, like I said in the beginning, it's God, our guardian angels and our loved ones. I feel it's, you know, they're helping, and they're getting rid of it, of what you want. You ask for what you want, you're going to get what you want, and then you're going to look back and you're going to think, I promise you, Lisa, you're going to look back and you're going to think, thank God for unanswered prayers. But you know what? I got to give Lisa credit because, oh my God, she freaking keeps going for it. She turns the page and she goes for it, and she tries again, and she gives her heart, and she loves, and she burns the running shoes. There's no abandonment issues. She's trying. She's doing.
Listen to my bestie hyping me up. That's true. It's all about, ladies. Hype me, hype me, hype me.
It's true.
And I'm your biggest hype girl, too.
It's beautiful to see, and to see the growth and the change in you. From the woman you used to be. You're different. And some people still put it.
Oh, she's in there. You don't think I want to go slash that motherfucker?
No, for real.
Like, that bitch is still in there being like, get me out. I want out. Let's go in.
Ooh. Oh, my gosh. I know, because we were eating breakfast, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, what would the old Sandy and Lisa do? We'd probably go find his tires and go slash
them or something.
Just kidding. We wouldn't.
Just kidding. Maybe. But no, maybe sort of. Really? But the old ones would. Now, it's not worth my time or my effort.
Energy, bad energy, like not worth all that energy.
It's time to move on. And when Sandy gets her combat boots on, you know that someone's in trouble. Yeah.
And they don't come out that often. I mean, because my husband is just like, he doesn't think like, he's like, oh my gosh, my honey is not a fighter. But let me tell you, back mama or baby in the corner, or my girlfriend, you are like tight on tight with, my true blue Lisa.
Oh yeah, like if somebody messed with you, then we'd be having a good old fashioned.
I know. And you know what? I would slam
Hold on a minute. Can we even be saying this on a podcast?
What?
Or is this like incriminating ourselves? Like,
we didn't say anything.
I know, but still. But no, we are different people now. That would never happen. And I am the one that got away.
Yes, she is the prize. Ladies, you are the prize. Right now, my mentor is doing this. This beautiful thing about women, and it's one of the things I brought Lisa in, and it's why we do our goddess days on our birthday, and it's just something incredible of a shift in you, and forgiveness, and love, and bringing this feminine divine, and the goddess within, and it's just the most beautiful, beautiful to love yourself, and love everything about you, and when this happens, you know,
you can't help feel but low.
Yeah, but you are the prize. So when you work on all yourself, you know, I heard you talking to that and you were saying, I'm the prize, you know, I'm the one that got away. You are the prize or the one that got away. And believe me, he's going to be coming groveling just like everybody else did when you let them go or whatever. He probably will. He's going to be like, I fucked up, or his pride won't let him, you know? And that's on him. That's his thing that he has to deal with. There's a pivotal moments in our life. If we want to change, if we want to continue bad habits, if you're going to continue bad habits, the same shit's going to happen to you.
And isn't that the definition of crazy?
Yeah. Doing the same shit over and over again.
And getting the same result. Mm-hmm. Yellow, you know, so.
Yeah.
Empowering women, help empowering women.
You're just intimidating to men. some men, but the right one will be able to be there and lift you up, not be intimidated, and be like you said when you did your cute little, I took pictures, I want to do this stuff, it's so cute. Anyways, and she did it the perfect size, you guys. If she would have done it his thing, he's a tall man, 6 foot something, he wouldn't have been able to fit under it. He's so stupid. Sorry, I'm being a best friend though.
I know, I love you. I love you. Girls, you have to have your girls back, like mine. You're hearing it in Sandy today. She has my back, and I love her for that, just like how I have hers.
Yeah.
It's just so, it's stupid. It's
real life, though. This is real fucking right. life, and this is real fucking girl talk.
Right.
And it's time for us to be raw and mm-hmm. feral mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. the feminine divine and, like, you do. You need that person who would, like, I heard you say this. I expected him to say, oh, my God, honey, I've had the, you know, a hard day, mm-hmm. and you did this for me. Mm-hmm. You did the...
honeydew.
Yeah, you mowed the lawn for mm-hmm. me, you know? Mm-hmm. I wanted to do that for you, you know? Mm-hmm. I get that back and forth, but you did it. Instead, he was like, she did my job.
Right.
She didn't listen to me. Mm-hmm. I told her four
fucking foot. Yeah. God, and then instead, she went three.
And instead, okay, be your little boy, right? Be your little boy and get pissed off.
How dare she?
But then come back and be like, oh, honey, you were right. Look at, if I would have done, you know, 4 feet, I wouldn't have been able to fit under this fucking thing.
Right.
Right? I'm sorry, honey.
I know. Yeah, no.
You want that person who's going to be able to work with you and work right. through you.
And you know, the funny thing about it is, even I get confused sometimes, ladies. It's really hard making... I'm saying the wrong word. My mind is a little bit jumbled today. But the difference between a masculine man versus an arrogant man versus a misogynistic man versus an asshole. You know, I know what a masculine man is supposed to look like and what he's supposed to do. But a lot of narcissists, a lot of masculine, arrogant asshole men, misogynistic men can actually cloud their intentions to make it look masculine to where it's hard to detect.
I think the best thing for a man to do is uplift his woman in all things, in all mm-hmm. areas, mm-hmm. and instead of being intimidated, mm-hmm. like, okay, mm-hmm. you got the queen bee, mm-hmm. and what does the honey bee do? You know, like, he's, you know... helping you and this and that. Mm-hmm. And yes, her man helped her with all these
things.
He did.
Things. He wasn't all bad, you guys. He was the most loveliest man ever in the world until he
wonderful
got wild,
things.
Wild hair up his ass, and he abandoned me.
All the
like
things.
We were saying, like in the abandonment things. Issues, he abandoned me, and I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. It's going to take an act of God for me to ever even look at him.
Right. I don't blame you because that's going to take a lot of work. It's almost like you're going to have to do marriage counseling.
Yeah, and that's not happening. And I think he's a very prideful and I think he's a very egotistical man.
And here's the thing also. In relationships, it takes work.
Oh, yeah.
And growing through all these because mm-hmm. we were taught fire paths from our parents and their parents, right? Mm-hmm. The trauma or mm-hmm. whatever. Or my dad was this way and my mom was this mm-hmm. way. And then that comes out in you because that's the way you remember how it's supposed to work.
Right.
But is that the way it is to have a relationship? You know, mm-hmm. maybe you do have a good, but odds are, you know, we are doing what our parents and their parents and their parents and their parents and their mm-hmm. parents were taught.
And that's why I've been doing all the inner work to break that cycle. Mm-hmm. So I've broken a lot
I
of cycles.
I am so proud of you. You did. Mm-hmm. You did.
I know. And so it's just a testament on me doing inner work myself. Doesn't make girls, even though you do all the work on yourself and all the inner work, it doesn't make it easy when people let you down.
Yeah.
And people don't act accordingly to what you're manifesting and bringing.
Yeah. And you know, you want somebody who, I think it was on your list that you want somebody who will communicate through the good and the bad. That was on my list, was communicate through the good and the bad. And I still have that. I'm good. Mm-hmm. Boy, have we had some bad issues. We've had abandonment issues. Anyways.
Yeah. So. Yeah, for sure. And the abandonment wounds run really, really deep. But that's what we're here to do, is help you navigate through all of that and heal. So on a lighter note, my little pom-poms.
Wait. I'm going to do this. Okay. So since you said you're going to go on a date, are you really going on a date
tonight? I don't know. I'll find one here in the next hour.
She has no problem finding a date.
Yeah, I have no problem. I'm going to find a date and go have fun. I think tonight what I would like to do, I went on a date with a man to Land Ocean on Eagle. I believe it's on Eagle. Oh, well, yeah. It's by the Village. Anyway, I am not a foodie, but I walked away from...
You aren't a foodie.
I'm not a foodie.
I think maybe you're starting to turn into one.
I don't know.
I think so.
But I can tell you what, the atmosphere, the food, everything, it's a little spendy, but I loved it. I loved it, and I am worth it, but it was such good food. I even left there going, wow.
Yeah.
So I think that's something that I would like to do. Summertime's coming up. I would love to go kayaking.
Okay, so you're answering the question that I was going to ask you. Since you're going on a date, mm-hmm. I have right here. Because this was on one of the lists that a caller put mm-hmm. on this. Mm-hmm. There was two of them. How does your usual first date go? But let's ask her how her date goes with this next one.
Okay.
But what's your ideal date? So you're saying something.
I would like to go to Land Ocean.
And now it's getting summer kayaking.
And summer kayaking and doing like a cute little picnic and do a little swimming. And I love kayaking.
That would be fun, mm-hmm. you know?
Mm-hmm. What's your ideal date?
But that's my ideal date. Oh, I love lots of dates. Mm-hmm. I'm having so much fun. We went on a friend date with some of my husband's friends, and mm-hmm. we went on a side-by-side. Mm-hmm. I love when my husband takes me on a side-by-side, mm-hmm. and we have, mm-hmm. I mean, everything's fun.
Yeah.
Everything's fun. And then...
So you can do the country girl BS and go out on side-by-sides and get dirty with dirty, you know, when you get the dirt burgers in your nose?
I had my sunglasses, everything, my hair when I was all done. Listen, we have a tight side-by-side, but it had the windows rolled down sometimes, but... After I was done, you know the shampoo, the dry shampoo? Mm-hmm. All the dirt, that really fine dirt got uh-huh. in my hair. Uh-huh. And when I went to wash my hair, it felt like I was washing the dry shampoo out of my hair.
But then you also love doing your food stuff.
Love my
going
food stuff.
Going out and dressing up.
I love to try new places. Mm-hmm. I want to try new places mm-hmm. and explore. Mm-hmm. I love... You know, like when my husband took me on, when he took me to the speakeasy, mm-hmm. and I had to dial the little phone, and then we went in, and then it was like, it had furniture like what you have, mm-hmm. And we had to have a little light on our menu.
Did it have bells on the doors? Lord help them if they're eccentric. It had bells on the fucking doors.
Yeah, and he knew what he was getting into with the bells because he came over,
it's
you know?
It's so stupid.
And so he kept going, but you're going to be intimidated by bells on your doors? Like, and you're... You know, exotic.
Yeah.
You're like, totally I'm exotic. Eccentric. Like, if you're going with her, you're going to be like, man, if I was a dude, I'd be like, oh, my God, I hit the lottery. I'd, like, look around and I'd be like, oh,
and if I was a guy God, going with you, wait. I'd be like, oh, my God, I got my little blonde beach bunny with big boobies, like, and a good little butt.
Oh, you're so cute. You're
my
sweet.
Little beach blanket
being
a sex
butt,
kid.
I got my first tattoo with you.
I know, on her butt cheek. And, oh, my, she stole
Don't
my
Don't tell anybody what it is.
She stole my idea. I wanted it. And then when she saw it, she fell in love. And we're not telling anybody what it is, but it's the epitome of Sandy.
It is. It's me.
And it's cute.
And you. Uh-huh. And you.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And it's on her cute little round butt.
Yeah.
Maybe, love it.
Maybe. I'll tell you what. Maybe you should get on your butt.
I know. Fuck. Should I do like a
Anyways,
tally?
Listen, you guys. I never had a tattoo. Ever. And it didn't mean like I never want one. My daughter, she just found out I had a tattoo. And my son, they're like, you got a tattoo, Mom? Like, what? I'm like, I thought I told you about that.
Did you show him?
No, I didn't show him.
Oh, really?
Nope. But I will. You know, but not my son. I wouldn't show my son.
Yeah.
Yeah, my daughter, of course. But I've been waiting for perfect. It wasn't like I was ever against them.
Right.
And because of all the work that I've done on myself and who I am right now, it is the epitome of myself, of you, mm-hmm. freedom.
Absolutely.
Naked and feral, right?
Yes.
And yeah. I wanted Lisa to draw my tattoo.
Right, but the way I figured is an artist, a
gorgeous artist.
You know, with the tattoo artist, I'd rather them do it and then them follow their lines and all of that.
It's but somebody doing the art.
I know, but that's just the way I felt.
Maybe we should do our little sleeve. Naked and feral lady on our on this.
Oh, I would love that.
Me too.
I would love that. I think I would get her up this arm because I'm just a weirdo that way.
I don't know where I'd put her.
But that might intimidate some fucking guy. So I can't have too many tattoos.
No, and here's the thing. Like, oh, shoot. We're almost done. But shoot, that went by fast. Why do we down ourselves
for others? Why do we dim our light for others? I don't. And I never will. And I will be a freedom fighter, lonely old codger.
No, don't speak that shit.
All right. Speak that. If you have any questions, comments, make sure to let us know at nakedandferal@gmail.com.
And follow us on social if you feel like it. And share us if you want to share your dirty little secret, you know. And share your dirty little secrets with us.
Hell yeah. We love you guys. We love you. Oh, and what is it?
Shoot, you turned it off.